Agents of Smooch. I am your director, Annette Weirstra, and today I am back as your matchmaker to continue our romantic adventures in the town of Hopewell Springs. I am joined by returning agents to play part two of this game. We have Agent Heather Barbaray, who is playing Jack. Hello, Jack, Heather.
Hi, everyone. Just so excited to get back into Bigfoot territory with you all. It'll be great.
And what is the category that your character is? They are the... Yep.
Jack is a enthusiast and just wishes that everyone knew how cool my hobby really is. And by day, I am a biology teacher in the high school. And by night, I am a Bigfoot aficionado.
Which we love you for it. We also have Agent Riley Silverman, who is playing Ellie.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. Tell us all about Ellie.
I'm using the Elder playbook, and she is what's called the Old Hoot. And she is the owner of a bookshop / bakery, which we kind of shoehorned things together in last time. So it's called Sinfully Sweet, and she provides a lot of the like baked goods to the shops around the town as well. And that's about it for her so far. She was married to a man for a long time, but she was a closeted lesbian. And when her husband passed away, that's when she came out and is like exploring this part of herself. So,
which we love. We also have Agent Katie Bettschmidt playing Amelia.
Hello.
Tell us about Amelia.
She is the bestie type of character. And she has a greeting card shop called Love to Greet Ya. Nice to greet ya. Love to greet ya. It's been a few months. I don't remember.
Love to greet ya. Yeah.
Yes. And she's, let's say, type A, but in a nice way.
And last but definitely not least, we have Agent Julia Scott playing Ruby. Tell us about Ruby.
Ruby is the busybody of the well-meaning Cupid variety. Ruby owns Ruby's Jewels and Treasures next door to the greeting card shop. Ruby cares a lot about a lot of things.
And she's still being vague and mysterious, as she was all along last time. So we are going to play again. And just to remind you, all of our players have different turns, sort of like D&D, but instead of fighting each other, we are having emotional battles with them. And we can also have things called heartstrings between characters as they build relationships. And if you have a heartstring on someone, you can kind of tug that heartstring and manipulate them, perhaps convince them, persuade them, but it gives you that connection. So you have some social capital with them. We are going to rejoin Ruby, Amelia, Jack, and Ellie as our winter festival is at risk. Last time we learned that it hadn't snowed in Hopewell Springs for 100 years. We also saw our characters battling it out over the winter festival. We suspect Ruby is up to something. We're not quite sure what, but it's kind of witchy. While Jack is campaigning to protect the local Bigfoot community, meanwhile, Amelia and Ellie are having some serious will they or won't they energy while they both try to help Jack and Ruby. And so we are going to pan back into Hopewell Springs with our camera, and it is the morning of the winter solstice. The booths are being set up, and there is a wintry breeze that is making things very cold. The festival organizers are running around tying things down, and the booths are starting to open. The council, we had the big vote coming up, and the council was in favor of the annual, unanimously in favor of the festival. Thanks to all the town folks and our friends who showed up to persuade them, outweighing those few people who were worried about the witchiness of the festival. However, if you look off to the side, there is a small group of protesters that are starting to gather near the main stage with signs like "Stay out of my well" and "Witches go to HE double hockey sticks" and "Bacon, not Satan." And as we start, Mayor Kelly is prepping to do an opening announcement of the festival. And while things are kind of setting up, we are going to check in on our players, our characters. But let's start with Ruby and Jack, who are probably setting up their booth because I believe they were going to co-run a booth with greeting cards and Bigfoot paraphernalia. So what are the two of you up to this morning?
We have matching t-shirts.
Of course yes, you do.
Because Amelia has a cricket and she made us matching t-shirts that say something probably about Bigfoot's family jewels. We are setting up. We are having some discussions about pamphlets and stuff, but it's all very friendly. Now I have to remember again. What do we do here? Help me.
So we can take a move. Matchmaker. I am matchmaker in this case. So you can do things like make a move. You can turn someone down, which, you know, we would have to have someone ask us to do something. You can take off and leave. You can let someone have it. You can stand firm. Wish upon a star, which is to get ask a question about someone and get some information. And you can also tug a heartstring to get someone to do something for you. But make a move is sort of the general move action. You will also have specific ones on your character sheet that are like, there's a few moves that are really specific to your character specifically.
Specifically. I will make a move by asking Jack if she has learned anything new about Bigfoot on her late night expedition that I couldn't come on yesterday because I had a sniffle and didn't want to give it to her out in the woods. Do I roll?
Roll your dice. So we are rolling in this game 2d6s. So
I have 5, but can I add my charm, maybe?
I think it specifically says you can. Yeah, you roll. You make a move and you roll your charm.
So I have 6 total with my plus 1 charm. So Jack, how was your Bigfoot patrolling yesterday? I know you were worried about seeing signs too close to the cordoned off part of the field behind the well.
So Matchmaker, what does she get with a 6?
So a 6 is not a great roll, but it's not a terrible roll. So you can be a little bit, I think, aloof or whatever you want with that. You can also pull a move like take off or turn. Well, I guess you haven't turned them down because it's just...
it's just not far enough away. I mean, we spent how long setting these barriers about how far away everybody would have to be from the forest. And, you know, bureaucracy and politicians, they just do it however they want. So I'm not particularly happy this morning. In fact, I'm rather cranky. I just think that we're far too close to the woods and I just knew this would happen.
So I was thinking about this thing. You know those quiet discos that they have?
No. What's a quiet disco?
A quiet disco is where everybody gets headphones and so the DJ sends the music to the headphones instead of having them in giant speakers so that you can be in places where you don't want to be too loud. And I was thinking that everybody has everybody has like some kind of headphones or earbuds anyway. So we could use the local radio station and transmit all the speeches and stuff at the well and all the music that we usually play into people's phones through the local radio station so that we could still have all of the celebration stuff, but we won't scare Bigfoot once we get near the forest. So like the marching band could stop playing once we're getting close. And then instead we could just, you know, pipe Sousa into people's phones.
Wow, Ruby, that sounds really intense and complicated. Like, did you work all that out already?
Well, I think I can figure it out pretty easily, and I know that Ellie knows the guy at the radio station, and it's not like they're going to be playing anything important since everybody's going to be out at the celebration anyway. So I was thinking when she comes over, because she knows she always does, We could ask her if we could get that set up, because it's not that, it shouldn't be that complicated, and we still have a couple of hours to go until the celebration. And then, you know, we can all listen without scaring anyone relevant at the well.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Yeah, I can't believe that you thought this hard about all of this. That would be great if you could make that happen.
Well, because I know you were frustrated about, you know, we're still, the well is still pretty close to, because it's an open field and like sound travels and stuff. And I know that this is important to you. So I was thinking maybe instead of a quiet disco, we have a quiet festival, at least at the end bit. Because like, I still like the marching band. I want the marching band to make noise as it walks all the way down Main Street. But then once we get closer to the well, we could be quiet.
You know, I just really feel like you get it. Like you get it. And, well, I don't know that anybody else has ever gotten it like that. I mean, no one's really understood my concerns that way before. So yeah, by all means, thank you.
Yeah. Cause I didn't realize that Bigfoot, you know, was so sensitive to noise. But I guess it makes sense because, you know, they say that people who are neuroatypical are closer to who we were a long time ago. And maybe Bigfoot is also closer to who we were a very long time ago and needs, you know, peace and quiet. Do you think we should set out a pair of headphones and a phone by the woods so that if Bigfoot wants to hear stuff but wants to control the volume, we could let them listen there, or like a small radio? Do you think Bigfoot understands radios?
That's very sweet. I think Bigfoot would probably just ignore it or try to eat it or smack. I mean, I don't think they would know what to do with that. But neuroatypical?
Well, you know, like people who can be sensitive to sensory input and stuff like that, who are noise and, you know, because Bigfoot is naked, so Bigfoot probably doesn't like tags and clothing and stuff.
So you're saying that Bigfoot is pretty sensitive to sensory information?
That's, I would assume so.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah, okay. Well,
and maybe can't read signals from people, and that's why they're very shy.
I don't know that they would go for the headphone thing, but I like the idea of all of us being quiet around that area. I think that's a great idea, and I really feel seen by you. Yep, I really feel seen.
Is that a heartstring, Commander?
Yeah, is that a heartstring?
I think that was like so well done, even though you rolled a six.
I can have a heartstring.
All right.
Yeah. I was like, I feel that was so artful. Also, there feels like there's a metaphor in there somewhere. I'm not sure.
But I think I'm done with my turn.
Yeah. So, Jack, do you want to do something with your turn?
Yeah. So I kind of want to give Ruby a hug, which is not usually what I want to do, but I kind of think I like to make a move.
Oh, I think that's definitely a move. So roll.
I got a 8 plus. Oh, do I get to add anything to that?
You get to add your charm. Well,
I'm a minus one. I'm a minus one on charms.
You are still a 7.
Wait, do I get to use a heartstring somehow?
You could tug a heartstring and ask someone to give something to you, give them a status, or add one plus one. You could use a heartstring and add a plus one, but you don't need to because they can choose to give you a heartstring, or you share, like here you are sharing probably an intimate moment in that you.
So I kind of move a little bit closer to Ruby and I kind of do that sidestep shuffle type of thing. And then my arms kind of come up and I look very, very shy.
And I decide that I am not into Christian side hugs, so I do a full-on front hug.
And then I gasp.
And I squeeze harder because I know that that might be something that feels better.
And I just kind of melt into that and am quite bewildered by the experience, but enjoy it as well and don't really know what to think about it. But I understand that we have crossed a line at this moment, even though I'm not quite sure what that means.
And I ask, do you want me to let go?
Yes, please.
I let go.
So as you are hugging, let's say that Amelia and Ellie approach your booth to check in on you.
I think I would hang back a little bit and let them kind of have their moment. I don't think I'm going to like interrupt their hug.
I'm just going to stand there and feel really proud of our efforts that this hug is happening, because I feel like we meddled and made this happen.
Yeah, I'm going to give a quick elbow to Ellie, like to Amelia. Like,
you got this. Yep. Excellent. Excellent meddling.
Yes, I am no longer. I don't deserve the title of matchmaker. You do. And then what are you going to do?
Are we all just like satisfied now?
So I just wanted to ask you, I did mention last time, a few weeks ago, that I might have some friends and contacts that I could send your work to see if they wanted to publish it, and you were going to think about it, and we never really followed up on that. So I was just curious if you had any thoughts on the matter?
Well, I thought about it, and even though I'm really disappointed after my previous attempts, I think probably I should go for it, because the worst that somebody can say is no, and I don't know, like, it seems like the magic of winter might be making me feel like this is possible.
Lovely. I will make sure that they read everything that I send them. This is delightful. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited about this. Thank you.
I think you just made a move.
I will roll with charm.
See if Riley's dice are as magical as last time.
Not quite as magical as last time. I got an 8. I roll a 7 plus my 1 charm. So that means that Amelia gets to choose one of those 3 reactions.
Which would be, you could give a heartstring.
So Amelia could give me yet another heartstring, or she can have one of those 3 reactions.
They are share an intimate moment, promise to do something, or get flustered.
I feel like my usual response is to be flustered and abashed, judging by the previous game. So I'm going to go with that. A little hair twirling, you know.
Mm-hmm. More of that will they or won't they energy.
Am I blushing because it's cold out or because I'm blushing?
And how about you, Amelia? What are you going to do?
I am going to ask Ellie if she wants to have any kind of treat from one of the other booths, because I heard there were some booths with some interesting food options, maybe like a warm beverage or something. So do you want me to bring you something from a different booth, since I'm apparently not manning the booth that has greeting cards in it because there's a lot of hugging happening in that booth?
You know what? I would love one of those Mexican hot chocolates that I keep seeing people talking about. There's supposed to be a little bit of spice to it. It sounds delightful.
Mm. Actually, I'm really in the mood for a churro, so I will go over there because conveniently they also have churros. And I will go get you a Mexican hot chocolate. Rolling 6.
That means there is... Ellie does not have to do one of those reactions, and you don't get any heartstrings.
These are really lazy dice today.
Seriously.
Uh-huh, right? Let's
push the advantage button and make it better.
Okay, so while you are off getting Mexican hot chocolate and churros, you hear like the old tap, tap, tap on the microphone. And the mayor, Kelly, is at the main stage, and you hear a little like boos happening from the like, there's like 5 protesters. It's not a very big group, but they're pretty vocal. They make a lot of noise. And he does a little speech to welcome everyone to the festival. Welcome, everyone. We are so happy to have you come to the Hopewell Springs Winter Festival. And we are just excited to have you here. I know there are a few people who feel that, because he keeps having the booze, that feel like that we are not, we are making a dangerous festival, and we have thought about this. And so we want all of you to stay warm today, because it is a bit chilly and windy out here. And we all want you to drink hot chocolate. We hear there's some fantastic Mexican hot chocolate over at some of the booths down in the festival area. So please go stay warm, drink hot chocolate. But in acknowledgement, we really have heard these people who are standing here, and we don't want them to think that there is, we don't want to be known as a witchy town. We know what happens to Salem when that happens. So we are going to cancel our solstice ceremony at the well this midnight. And instead, we're going to have an all-night dance party. It's going to be loud. There's going to be flashing lights. It's going to be exciting. So, you know, we're going to reduce any, like, eliminate any chance of us being seen as a witchy place, but make this festival be the most fun, loud festival that we've ever seen in the area, so that every year people will come back for the party. It's going to be amazing. And the little group of protesters are like, yay, waving their signs and jumping up and down and hugging each other because they're so happy about the canceling of the witchy solstice ceremony. And Mayor Kelly takes a bow and pats himself on the back, literally patting himself on the back because he's kind of douchey that way, and walks off the stage.
I am too shocked to speak. I pull out a flask from my back pocket and I say, you know, Jack, I was going to pour this into the Mexican hot chocolate, but I think I need some straight up. Do you want some whiskey? And I take a big swig.
Ruby, I'm so sorry. This was your thing. You wanted this thing at the well, the witchy thing, and you've worked so hard for me with the Sasquatch work. So we have to do something here. We have to do something. We have to go.
This is the opposite of what we wanted, and I don't think. But you know what though? You know what? Maybe if there's a big party, we have more of an incentive to make the quiet disco thing happen. And then maybe we can still do the ceremony if there are enough people there to disguise what's going on in the well. We could, I mean, not the ceremony, the tradition thing that we always do at the well. We need to go talk to Ellie and Amelia. Because like I said, Ellie knows the guy at the radio shop. So... does Jack join me? Do I have to roll for this? Or are we in sync enough that she'll follow me anyway?
I think you are going to go and formulate your moves, Ellie and Amelia, because this feels like sort of planning.
So we go over right next door. I hold out kind of wordlessly first my flask to Ellie and Amelia, because this is in a parallel universe where germs don't matter. And... I say, you heard that, right?
I take the flask and I take a sip of it and I hand it back. Or actually, I think I pour it into my hot chocolate if it's got back by then. That's what I probably do. But yeah, it doesn't sound great for what anybody wants, to be fair. And it seems weird to let five people have control of the entire town's festivities.
I don't think it's a good precedent to set either. And I'm not sure that he can do this just like on his own. So I think you know, the problem here is twofold. One, I had this thought, Ellie, because you know the guy who works at the radio station, right? Because, you know, you've been here while you know everyone, you're good friends with everyone. Because I was thinking we, even before this, but it feels even more important now, that we could have like sort of a quiet disco, you know, like when people listen in their headphones instead of in speakers. And, you know, we don't have time to get headphones for everyone, but we could broadcast all the music over the radio instead. And talk about, you know, sound pollution and being a city of the whichever century this is set in. I don't know. Of the 21st century. and that way, you know, we don't scare Sasquatch. But also maybe then people won't hear what's going on around them and we could still do like the last part of the procession. But then I feel like we also need to get Mayor Kelly out of office because this is a gross indecency and perversion of something. He can't just make these decisions to cancel stuff, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, the council did not vote on canceling. He just decided to do this. I wonder, isn't his nephew a DJ? Is that why he's doing this? Is that what's going on? Ellie, help me here. Do I make a move? Do I roll? I roll.
Just to be clear, Ellie's not a long-term member of this town. She moved here with her husband, like, to retire. Like, that's what she's only been.
But she knows everyone year. Because
15 okay, years, okay. I think you had.
Okay, I rolled a 6 plus 1 equals 7. So clearly, I'm not charming, but I'm desperate.
The desperation is showing a little bit, but you are still persuasive.
Which move are you trying to do?
The move is, will you help me with the radio guy? And do you agree that I'm making many moves? I'm desperate.
Okay, yeah, I will. Then I'll take my reaction to be, yeah, I promise to do something for you. So I go, yeah, of course, I'll talk to... Now, Annette, is there anybody in the other game that's already established as running the radio station?
No, nobody. You can make up a DJ as much as we want.
So note, we have the nephew is an evil disco loud DJ.
This is the radio DJ, not like...
Yeah, I'm glad that we definitely made DJ. Two people with the same job title as part of the same action. That's a really fun movie. I'll talk to Daniel, who manages the radio station, and see if he will be willing to broadcast the signal over airwaves for a quiet disco. But I don't know if the mayor will approve it. That's going to be... And getting people to actually wear the headphones would also be the next step. But I will promise to talk to Daniel at the... Yes, Amelia, you're waving your hand around.
I have a thought about the next step here. Because I have an in with the mayor's office. Am I making that up? Don't I have a grandma who works for the mayor?
Your grandma works there, yeah.
Hey!
She's a secretary.
But she's very pro-protest. She's anti-witchiness.
She does not like rock and roll music. She's opposed to dancing.
It's a footloose town. No, because doesn't this go against the local noise ordinances, especially for time of day?
Definitely.
So definitely. Obviously we need to get the rest of the mayor's office involved or the city council, because obviously those people would know. And I feel like I see some angry people in the crowd who look like they probably might be involved in this, that we've probably bothered too.
It also goes against all the agreements we made ahead of time mm-hmm. about how we were going to manage noise during this festival. So yeah, I think that the mayor just impulsively got a weak spine, or maybe has always had a weak spine, and just gave in to these people against all of the community, coordination that we'd already established. So we need to get this guy out.
I agree.
As you look around, you do indeed see that there are some like clusters of people like scowling and like talking angrily, waving hands and fists and stuff. So you could tell that while the protesters were a noisy minority, people are not super happy about...
Can I make a second sub move of like taking myself, you know, briefly out of the visible action, but I say, I'm going to go out into the crowd. Jack, if you don't mind watching the booth, I'm going to take a few laps around the square because basically everyone is here, and just, you know, start to set this up and see if people agree. Can I roll a sort of general charm the people move? Or do I just come back later and
yeah,
let's we see how it went then?
There is no like mass charm, but I feel like we can do what we want and make it up.
Maybe it makes sense if I come back later and see and roll then. All right, so I go off into the crowd. Jack, you don't mind, right? Because you don't want the noise at the field either.
That no, not at all. You go work the crowd and I will manage people that come to our booth. And see, assess where they are and see if I can get them on our side too. And our side is to oust the mayor, yes?
Oust the mayor and turn the party quiet tonight. I sidle over to Amelia and ask if maybe she can help Jack, because I know that Jack is sometimes a little...
Excitable?
I'm trying to think of a word, and I know that Amelia kind of knows what I'm trying to not say, because
quirky?
I don't want to say... Jack can't hear this. I'm just asking Amelia to be... Yes, I'm asking Amelia to be, a sort of personable buffer for Jack, because I want Jack to do this, and I don't want Jack to know that I'm trying to sneakily help her. So I ask Amelia.
I'm happy to help.
All right, so I go off into the crowd.
Okay, so Amelia, you were going to contact your grandmother. Ruby has gone off into the crowd. Ellie is sipping, liquid courage in her Mexican hot chocolate. Jack, what are you doing?
Well, I'm at the booth, and as people come up, I ignore what they're asking for in terms of t-shirts and jewels and all the things on the table, and I say to them, okay, this party thing, bad idea, right? Don't you want to protect Bigfoot, and don't you want to have the tradition at the well? I mean, we know what the right answer here is. There's something wrong with this mayor. And people look startled and step back a little bit. And then Jack realizes that she's coming across a little, maybe too much, and is not selling things, which is also part of it. So I say, oh, but also we have nice t-shirts and cards and jewels and things. Can I show you something? But where do you stand on this mayor issue?
Let's call it a stand firm on your principles. And so you can roll with control
happening.
And see how effective you are at winning people over to you.
Well, our anemic dice, once again, have rolled a 6, but I get to add 1 for 7, so a 7.
Well, that means that's sort of the baseline of success. And I think that you are starting to stir things up a little bit. And even though people, they sort of know you are a little bit awkward sometimes, but in this case, they actually are in alignment with you, and you are increasing the rumblings and perhaps dissent against the mayor to the point where it's becoming more evident that there's trouble brewing.
So I think that every time someone says that they agree with me, I just give them one of our Bigfoot t-shirts that I'm supposed to be selling. But I give it to them and I say, why don't you wear this? And the more people that have Bigfoot shirts on, we know which team you're on.
I like it.
So slowly the crowd begins to have more and more Bigfoot t-shirts on, which is interesting.
Side note, now I want a Bigfoot t-shirt.
Oh, you know it. It's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go draw one right after this.
Ellie, is there anything you want to?
Well, I think I would have done the calling the radio station, but I don't know how much that actually needs to be a full move or not. I think that at my booth, I think when I'm alone again with, so Amelia, did you leave to go deal with your?
I'm at the the Bigfoot greeting card and jewelry booth, trying to actually make sure people pay for the shirts that are being handed to them.
I'm trying to think of what Ellie could do now besides just calling the DJ. I think that she's drinking. I think similarly when people are coming to her booth to buy baked goods, she's like kind of like making similar comments like that Jack was like, can you believe that this mayor has overstepped his authority and is taking away these traditions that make this town so beautiful? I think I'm going to call the radio station. I'll make that my move. I'll call Daniel, the manager of the radio station. I will say to him that, you know, this celebration means a lot to this town, and the mayor has kind of overstepped his authority. And I'm like playing up the like town pride of it all. I think it's up to us as concerned citizens of this town over to push back against this tyranny and have our own celebration the way that we want to do it, using the radio station as a privately owned business to fight against that tyranny is the next best step in this process.
Let's say that you have like that's a stand firm on your principles again.
Okay, I got a 9, and then do I roll anything with control? Do I have any control? I have -1 control, so it was an 8.
That is still enough to get Daniel, the radio station manager, to like be quite on board with you, and he is in progress setting things up to make this happen. I'm going to say that the mayor is starting to notice things, and he comes marching up to the booth which is the source of all the Bigfoot t-shirts, because everyone who's coming up to sort of yell at him right now is wearing a Bigfoot t-shirt. And he says, what are you doing? I thought we had an agreement and we put up all those barricades and everything, and now you're undercutting me. And I hear all these people are saying I should be ousted from office and I'm being unethical. Why are you doing this to me? I'm just trying to throw a good festival and you're just ruining everything.
Sorry. You are ruining everything. A dance party with loud music and bright lights that is absolutely antithetical to what we had agreed would happen. Plus, you're getting rid of the more than 100-year-old tradition at the well. Like, who are you? What are you doing? This is not acceptable. And if you can't go with the will of the people, then the people are going to exert their will against you.
Look, a lot of people showed up at my house last night after the vote and were sitting outside, and then they've been following me around all day.
Excuse me, Mayor. How many people came to your house last night? How many?
I don't know. It's probably dozens. I'm sure it was dozens. Say it was very loud.
There were 5 people over there with crazy signs. 5 people. So I think you would change these plans not because of the protesters. I think you have a secret agenda. Isn't your nephew a DJ? Isn't there someone in your family that could benefit significantly
if
we have a quote-unquote dance party?
Look, my nephew, he just needs a little, he's been a little out of sorts and he started his own DJ company. It's true, but that did not factor into my decision. I was just trying to listen to the will of the people. I am very democratic. I would have had a vote, but we didn't have time. So I had to take charge and protect the people. I mean, like, witches are bad. We don't want to be known as a witch town. And like, I'm just going to be super honest here, Jack, but there is no Bigfoot. We're protecting an imaginary creature. I don't know what you're talking about.
Any credibility you had just went out the window. So I'm sorry. Either you have the backers to keep your place in office, or we're going to take you down.
Let's stand firm again and you roll and we'll see what happens.
8 and the stand, I get a control, right? 9. Finally, a little bit better roll. So I get to stand firm.
You do. And Mayor Kelly is going to at you and stomp off. He's going to leave you be for now. So he's like, you sort of won the argument for now, but you can tell he's very angry and feeling flummoxed by this. He did not expect this to happen.
Well, I am quite stunned because I've never had that much energy for anything other than Bigfoot in my life. And I kind of look at Amelia and I'm like, what did I just do? Oh my gosh. I don't even know who that person is that just came out of my mouth.
And a few people standing around the booth like are clapping and cheering a little bit for you because...
Is it a slow clap?
No one's ever clapped for me before.
Can I come back through the crowd?
Sure. Yes. Now?
So I come back through the crowd and I go, Jack, I just heard the end of that. That was amazing. And I would like to make a move to roll to see how I did in the crowd, which I'm sure is going to ruin all the good work that everyone has just done. Give me a second. I roll a 9.
So you also were quite successful at riling up the crowd. And you can see the mayor is being like dogged by people going around wherever he goes. And the protesters are starting to like get a little riled up because they're seeing what's happening. So they're waving their signs again and shouting. But they're like clearly the minority right now.
I am very caught up in the moment. And I say, Jack, can I kiss you now?
Roll, make a move. You're making a move.
I'm making a move. Oh, I'm so afraid. I get a 9, but I also have 4 heartstrings on, Jack. I don't want to pull them because that would be inappropriate and consent is key. I'm just pointing out that they're there.
Yeah, I let Ruby kiss me.
Aww.
I kiss Jack and I don't hug. I hold her shoulders because I realized last time that she doesn't like hugging that much. Do we get another slow clap? Can I roll for another slow clap?
Yes.
Okay, I get a 7. So... maybe just Amelia slow claps.
There were a few people who were like, yay, around the booth that see this happening. Amelia, what is your move?
Wait, I finished kissing Jack. I'm just, are we zooming out?
We're zooming out. Well, now you can still be kissing in the background. Depends how well. How well did the kiss go? Was it a short kiss? Was it a long kiss? Was it?
I think maybe we're sort of just looking at each other now.
Adorable.
Okay, so once I stop looking at the kissing and slow clapping for it, because it goes on long enough that I'm like, okay, I'm going to give them a minute. So have I called to bother the city council to make sure?
That's what we're going to check in on.
So I need to roll to see if they say yes.
Why don't we do a wish upon a star? Because then ask a question or getting information and you would roll with spirit.
Okay, I have no spirit. Let's see how this goes. I rolled a 12.
Well, then, as you call your grandmother, she has already heard the news and is sort of annoyed. And she tells you some secrets. She tells you not only is the mayor trying to get a job for his nephew, the DJ, but that the protesters actually came in after the meeting last night. And she's pretty sure she saw a little envelope of cash, change, hands and that they bribed the mayor to change his mind today and override the council on their determination. That is the juicy, juicy little tidbit that you gained from this.
Paying people with cash to pay them off is so 19th century. Okay, so so what do I do with my information?
I don't know. What are you going to do with your information?
What's the best way to embarrass the mayor for taking bribes? We do have the whole town present. Mm-hmm.
And this is where I can also say that I have as one of my actions is that I can start a rumor where I can hurt people, heal people, treat a role as if it were a 10. And I think technically this is supposed to be only on my other players, but I'm assuming that I can hurt the mayor.
I think we can.
I'm going to go to Ruby since she is a noted town busybody and enlist her services to help me spread this news as quickly as possible, which helps because now we can see how most of the people in town are wearing Bigfoot shirts and agree with us.
And this is where I'm probably going to ruin it with a roll. Can I roll for a phone tree?
Yes. That's awesome. I love a phone tree.
This is very practical magic now.
Okay, I roll a 6, but I get to treat a roll as if it were a 10 plus. So I roll a bajillion for a phone tree. But this is a text tree because we are in the whatever century this is. So I start texting everyone that I have it on very good authority that the mayor actually paid off those protesters. And actually, it makes sense that he would make a sign that had a weird joke about Satan / Satan, because we learned last time that he's on Atkins. So he's into weird food. Sorry, any Atkins listeners.
Also, people who like bacon.
Exactly. <Weird food.
laughs> Okay, so while that is brewing, does anyone else?
I have a really weird action that I want to do.
Ellie, let's do it.
I think that while everybody else is kind of like working up this mob into a frenzy, I think that Ellie she's done her phone call. She has slipped away from her booth and let one of her employees run the booth. And she has gone home and she's gotten the Bigfoot suit that her husband used to wear. Her late husband was actually the Bigfoot, and this whole Bigfoot thing in this town has been this long running elaborate hoax that her late husband used to play. And so she goes home and she gets his suit.
Did he take over like from his uncle when they moved?
Yeah, exactly. I think I originally said they were from this town originally and they had moved to the city and they had come back here to retire. So I think it was something he did when he was younger. And then did it again as a fun running gag because everyone in the town responded to it and loved it so much that there was like this rumors of Bigfoot. And then after he passed away, like once in a while, she will go out and put the suit on in his memory and do stuff for it. And so I think that having heard that the mayor like made this mean comment to Jack that there is no Bigfoot, Ellie wants to have there be a Bigfoot sighting like on the outskirts of this festival to like try to really like undercut the mayor's jerkishness.
Can I make an off-game suggestion? Can Ellie steal like a 5X Bigfoot shirt to wear over the Bigfoot suit?
I don't think she would do that. I think that would tip the hat that it was someone in a suit, but I think that's very cute. But yeah.
Okay, so I think that would be a move. It's a great move.
That's an amazing move. Awesome. Best move I've ever heard.
I don't know who I'm. Okay, yeah, I'll make a move. I'm not sure who I'm making a move on.
You know what? Let's say you're making a move and it's kind of against Jack because this is kind of her heart's desire.
Or it could be give a gift.
Yeah, I'll give a gift. That's a good idea. Because I have a roll string. Well, give a gift means you get it. Bonus to your rolls. So, well, say I'll do the give a gift, and if I do, then I'll give the gift to Jack for like later, so that she has this extra roll on the future dice that has to do with Bigfoot stuff. Okay, I rolled a 7. I rolled a 6 plus my 1 heartstring to Jack. So,
this means there is a cost. The cost is that you when you put on the suit. It doesn't smell that great because those suits never smell that great. And it's been sitting there for a while. So you're doing this, but it is like a little stinky and a little smelly. So go put on that suit, Ellie.
But it also smells like her late husband.
I've cleaned it since then. It just doesn't smell good anyway. It's a big hairy. I used to have my parents used to have like a gorilla suit, and I remember that always smelled terrible when you put that on. So
that's amazing.
I think that I'm just gonna like I'm gonna go out to the border of town outside the barrier because I want to show the barrier was useful for a reason. And I think I'm just gonna wait until like people aren't all gathered watching, but like somebody is watching to like maybe be paying attention. And then I'm gonna kind of just like do the standard Bigfoot walk, you know, like the arms swinging and kind of like just kind of like do a peek out and look, and then I'm going to sneak back into the woods.
Well, you know who has to wander on by to see that? Well, it has to be Jack, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you. But yeah, that's going to be my move, is to do the, make an appearance so that people in the town go, someone go, I just saw Bigfoot. And then it's like clamoring amongst the people, like Bigfoot made an appearance.
Yeah, like a little ripple through the crowd is happening.
Celebrity sighting. The Bigfoot is here.
So Jack, it's your moment.
So do I have to roll to see it, or do I just see it and then decide?
What to do.
I kind of go over near the woods area to just kind of check and make sure that in all of this chaos, no one's moved the barricades or anything. And everyone's been respecting the barricades, and there's some people milling around. And I'm walking over and checking, and I hear this crackling in the woods like a stick breaking. And I look up, and just kind of between the trees in a distance, I see Bigfoot, and I can't even speak a word. I am so overwhelmed. First of all, because it's kind of daytime, don't normally see Bigfoot during the daytime, and two, truth be told, I've never seen Bigfoot. So this is really the first time that I've seen Bigfoot, and I am kind of overwhelmed in a bit of a spiritual moment where everything I've believed for so long is deeply validated, and I'm just watching, and then as Bigfoot disappears in the woods, the spell breaks, and I shout, Bigfoot! Everyone, there's a Bigfoot! And I guess I have to maybe, let's see, that would be a...
I think that would be
I don't know what that would be if I would to see if...
Yeah, actually, do you have any personal moves on your sheet that would relate to this?
To see if people believe me? I've got a... I've got a did you know, I have a dorkable, and my time has come, but that would be different. I think a did you know, right? Because that's my passion.
Let's do it.
So I'm shouting out Bigfoot. So it's a did you know. So I get to roll with bold, which I have a +2 on. So I get an 11. So I get a 13.
Oh, yeah.
Can I roll to make it to do a gift thingy?
Sure.
Because I would like to roll that I... close my eyes, do a weird little thing with my hands behind my back and try to make it snow, because then we would have the tracks so that even the people who didn't see the Bigfoot would see
the Bigfoot. Okay, let's do it.
I roll a 9 and I have no idea what to add to that. Spirit? Control? Quirk? I don't know.
You can roll your heartstrings when you're giving a gift.
Then I roll all my 4 heartstrings on Jack. Because I want it really badly to snow. So that's 13.
Jack gets another 2 +2 to a roll eventually. And let's say that as this is happening, it proper starts to snow down in those beautiful, perfect flakes that are fluffy and big and like create like that magical dusting of snow over everything. And it's like, the perfect kind of snow.
And just enough to leave tracks behind going into the woods.
Exactly.
So as I yell Bigfoot, everyone believes me. And they run over the barricades. And of course, then I try to stop them. But no, wait. But they go anyway and they see the tracks.
I'm going to roll take off because I'm terrified. Now.
And you take off and take off your feet because otherwise they're going to keep following Bigfoot.
Oh, no. My dice have finally failed on me.
Oh, no.
So you roll with quirk, right? And my quirk is +2, but I rolled a 5. So I failed on both of them.
Oh, that's 5 in total.
Yeah.
You end up in a worse situation. you cause a stir or you accidentally forget something.
I think I end up in a worse situation. So I wanted to know what you think a worse situation would be that I end up in.
Well, it either one could be that you get discovered, so they catch up with you, or you get like, we get driven far into the woods. So like you're stuck in the woods in this suit.
Yeah, I think I would do that because
that is now also wet.
Yeah,
from
so
the
like
snow.
It's getting smellier and wetter, and like you're getting driven into the woods.
Where's the well? Is the well deep in the woods?
No, the well is in front of the. So the field is between the forest and the field is between the forest and the well, as I remember it. We set up the barricade sort of in the middle of the field so that there would be a distance between the well where the stuff was going on and the woods. But are you saying there's stuff inside the woods as well that I maybe don't want people to know about?
Maybe there's like a witchy circle of standing stones, or maybe there's something in the woods that Ellie discovers. Something witchy.
Okay, so meanwhile, as all this is happening, those of you who are still closer to the festival area just hear the mayor go, "Come on, this is not happening." And he like stomps off somewhere because he's hearing the rumors and he's just really frustrated. And he's not quite sure what to do. So who wants to do what?
So I'm going to say that I realize I haven't seen Ellie in a while. And I am really surprised that she missed Bigfoot because, I mean, you know, we all have our opinions about Bigfoot. And I kind of just want to, like, I need that friend to make the face at when something happens. And the friend I make the face at is not there. So I'm like, huh, I wonder where she went. So I go over to the booth and find out that she went home. And so I'm going to go and look for her. And when I don't find her, is there anything notable at the house to indicate she might have gone somewhere else, do you think?
I'm going to say that you find the open box, like that, like there's a big box that's open.
Is it labeled Bigfoot suit?
I don't think it is, but... I think that would be a little bit too on the nose, but I think that I think it's definitely a big, you know what? I think what you do notice is bits of fur that are near the costume box. Like it shed a little bit, and like, there's definitely like loose fur inside the costume box. And there's a couple of like, there's like newspaper scrappings of like articles that like depicting like Bigfoot sightings outside of town and stuff like that, because that her husband probably collected newspaper scrappings of them.
As wouldn't you? Like, you totally would. I feel like Amelia's become our sleuth.
I feel like this is confirming some opinions I had about the concept of Bigfoot. So I'm going to look and I'm going to realize the open box and the fake fur. Thankfully, it's fake fur, because I was a little worried for a second there, because we're near the woods. The wooden box, the empty box in the face.
I feel like if this was a sitcom, this is where Amelia like looks into the camera and everything freezes, like raises one eyebrow.
Yeah, just picture reaction face, fourth wall. That's what's happening here. I'm going to see if I see the fur anywhere else, but I have a feeling I know where it's going. So I'm going to go outside and I'm going to follow. Oh, look, there's some more fake fur, because this is a very old Bigfoot suit that has probably fallen apart.
Oh, Bigfoot has mange.
And on the way out, I'm going to notice that Ellie left her coat in the house. And that's also tipping me off that she's wearing a weird costume in the woods and not a coat. So I'm going to take the coat with me and go look for her. You're welcome. It's not fun to be cold. It's snowing. So now I'm going to go look. So do I need to roll to see if I find her?
I feel like we need to start making our own moves to add to our list. Because we're taking this like there's more plot than just romance.
This is a going on an adventure.
It's like the sleuthing move or the search for someone move. It's sort of like
a hobbit on
a quest. Exactly.
Is this, I'm trying to think also, like, shouldn't at some point Amelia be reached through the text tree as well? But by this point, people have like added their own commentary.
It's all a bit vague.
Because I feel like we've forgotten about the mayor for good reason. He's boring.
I mean, I lit the mayor on fire and left. I did my job.
Well, Well, I think the fact that the Bigfoot movement is gaining massive, will gain massive attention in a few moments after the sighting. Maybe that culminates in a removal by acclamation at City Hall or something by the people.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so let's just call it a general move, and let's see if you are successful at finding Ellie. Or are you also lost in the woods?
Don't make me sing the song. But the song. I have rolled a 5, and do I add anything to that?
You add your, normally it would be charm, bold? But let's use bold. Yeah, that's more because.
Good, because I don't have any charm.
I'm going to roll to help her by rolling my heartstrings against her. Or sure. Because I have like 3 for her. So that way she can add 2. Yeah, I'm going to roll a gift. Okay, so I rolled 9 total, so.
Well, let's just say you are very soggy now in as the cost to that, but you can give 2 points to Amelia.
Yeah, so you get to add 2 to your roll.
Okay, so I had 6, and then I add a bold, and then I add 2. Is that right? So 8?
Yes.
I have a bold, 1 bold.
Yes, so 8.
Yeah.
9, right? Because you add the bolds, that makes it
2. Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey, math. Math is a great thing. Yes, I have 9 now.
Yeah. Let's say you find a soggy Ellie, and you will now, Ellie, will you share an intimate moment, promise to do something, or get flustered?
Yes.
Soggy Elder, punk band name, soggy called elder. It.
I think I shared an intimate moment where I'm caught in the woods in a suit. Like, I guess, like, I think I'm still wearing the suit, but I've taken the, I guess I'm, I don't know, I'm not, I don't know, have I taken the mask off? Am I just like this soggy lady in a suit now with the mask off, like hiding?
Yeah. Am I finding a Bigfoot in the woods, or am I finding a human being?
Yeah. There could still be a real Bigfoot as well. We don't know. Yeah, I think she's still wearing the suit because it's cold, and I don't think she has enough clothes on underneath it to like keep her warm. So now that like she sees you,
should have kept a coat.
Yeah, should have had Bigfoot wearing
Bigfoot
coat.
In
yeah.
a coat.
So I think when she sees you, she's like, oh my god, I have got to get out of here before they catch me.
But you say that to Amelia?
Yeah. So I think okay. I'm more flustered and abashed. I think that's more than, I think it's more flustered mm-hmm. and abashed than okay. an intimate moment.
Embarrassed that you've been caught Sasquatching? Yeah. Okay.
This is not what it looks like. No, it's exactly what it looks like.
So I am going to, I'm going to offer to help. So let's see. So I can hand you your coat because you're cold. And that way you have something to put on that's not the Bigfoot suit. And maybe you should remove the Bigfoot suit or stash it somewhere or carry it back so that you don't get caught as Bigfoot wandering the woods.
I'll carry it back because I'm afraid that if I stash the suit somewhere, someone will find it and then they'll call Jack a fraud. So yeah, I'll bundle it up in like a little like bundle that I'll carry.
Do we need to roll to make sure we get out of the woods safely? Are there too many people in the woods now?
Roll it stealth. Let's call it that you take off, and so you can roll with quirk.
I rolled a 3. And I have 1 quirk, so I have 4.
I did a little better. I rolled an 8, plus I think I have 2 quirk. Let me see. No, I have 2 quirk, so I rolled a 10.
Okay, so I'm going to say that Ellie makes it out with her Bigfoot suit, but Amelia gets caught behind. So you come up and Jack and a crowd. Jack, did you go into the woods or was it just a crowd of people?
No. They rushed past me. They broke down the barricades. I tried to get him to leave Sasquatch alone and they, you know, did the crowd thing.
So yes.
So I'm standing there aghast, worried for the safety of Bigfoot.
Amelia is surrounded by people like searching the woods looking for like Bigfoot, but thankfully the footprints are hard to tell because everyone's mashed over them. So by their own enthusiasm, they have destroyed that. And it just looks like Ellie's footprints are regular footprints off in the woods and less.
Because that's when Bigfoot was carrying her.
Yes, exactly. Literally, she's carrying Bigfoot.
We had no idea how literal we were being. Do I see Amelia?
Well, if you didn't follow into the woods, you haven't seen her yet. So you are still back at the festival grounds, and Ruby is.
I think she does see Ellie come out of the woods, possibly though. Carrie, no, because I got away.
You got to go home and put your big foot back in the box.
Yeah, big foot suit away and put your big girl clothes on.
Air it out a little,
possibly Fabrice yourself.
Maybe you see Jack, but Jack doesn't see you, and so you're like.
Yeah, I book it
the other way. Taking the long way around. Yeah.
Do I need to roll to see if I can distract people into the other direction of the woods? Like, hey, I think Bigfoot went this way.
You could, let's say, like, just call that a regular move and see what happens. Do they start following Ellie or do they misdirect?
I have rolled a 3 again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
And I have negative charm, so that's not going to help me.
So they are sort of kind of following the footprints behind Ellie. You've not distracted them. Meanwhile, at the festival grounds, what are Jack and Ruby doing?
What time is it?
Let's say like it's getting close to evening because there's been a lot going on because, you know, it's probably getting close to potential time for your thing.
Thingy. Okay. I make a move to go drop a mysterious bundle in the well when everyone has run into the woods to look at Bigfoot. Okay. So I roll a 5, and I don't think I can add anything to that.
For make a move?
Does Jack see me? It's your charm. Maybe? Because Jack is the only one staying back and behaving. My charm is a +1, so I roll a 6.
So yes, Jack, you're over in that area. Let's say you see Ruby making her move.
Can I give her a gift? Can I help her roll?
So you roll a heart. Do you have heartstrings to her?
I do. I have 2 heartstrings.
So you can roll one of your heartstrings. And if you have 10 plus, they get +2. If 7 to 9.
I got a 3.
Okay. So then you failed to give her any extras, but you still see her.
I tried. Ruby, what's happening?
Can I do a fade to black or like a zoom out and we see me explaining, but I don't have to try and think of right now a very good story about how I'm a witch and this is a very important tradition. And actually one of the things that I put in my little pouch is a small portion of the burnt Bigfoot hair that has been passed down in a larger pouch from generation to generation in my family. And it's to cement our connection to nature and to the Sasquatches that we know live in the woods.
Well, I think you just explained it.
You did it. Excellent.
That is the summation.
It's like a montage of explaining, and you're gesturing a lot.
Mm-hmm. And we see beautiful historical montage clips of someone who looks very much like Ruby, but with different hair throughout the centuries.
Yeah, beautiful flashback.
Doing this little... it's just important because it keeps our town going. It keeps it from growing too big, but it's still, we get bountiful harvests. Because it had been 100 years since it snowed was why I could use my snow magic, because usually, you know, you save that for important occasions. But I felt that Jack was important enough that I wanted to make it snow so that the town would respect Bigfoot. Even though I knew it wasn't Bigfoot because Bigfoot lives in a different part of the woods, but I can't
I love it.
Can I roll to kiss again? Or can I roll to ask? I roll to ask. I get an 8 plus a 1 and a charm and then heartstrings and stuff. Jack, I think we saved the city and the festival and Bigfoot. Can I kiss you again?
Yes, please.
And can I hug you while I do it?
You can, because somehow with you, it all feels okay.
Aww.
Should I roll to make sure if Amelia is okay?
She's stuck in the woods in the dark. We'll rescue her eventually. You guys enjoy your kiss.
That'll be like my move after they're done with their kiss, is like I'll have gotten dressed and gone back out with the hot chocolate and went to find Amelia.
I feel like I want to add an XP just because. Can I do that?
Sure.
It's not a triple XP because, you know, this is still Hallmark, but it's 1 XP.
It's a very good kiss.
It's a very good kiss.
Yeah, I think Ellie realizes that Amelia didn't make it out of the woods, and so she goes back for her. And I think that it feels like we're wrapping up. So I think that this is hilarious to me. I think Ellie finds Amelia in the woods, and at this point, she probably doesn't have the crowd around her anymore.
But she is also now wet, right?
Yeah,
wet and soggy.
And I've brought her some dry clothes now.
Thank you. It's appreciated because I don't like when my head's wet.
Sorry.
And it's damp now.
I'm gonna go. So you said I don't like when my head's wet, and I'm gonna like kind of like make a move, and she's gonna like take her hand and kind of like brush back your hair, and go, I kind of like it. But I gotta roll, make a move. All right, so I rolled a 7. Plus
your charm.
So I think that's only a 8.
It's still enough to succeed to have an intimate moment.
Yeah. So yeah, I think she brushes your hair back and goes, I kind of like it. And then can she try to kiss her?
I don't know, Amelia.
I'm asking you, yeah.
Can I roll for that? Sure. I mean, she's made the move. Okay, I'm rolling. All right. 5. Not doing great.
I brush her hair back, and then I say, I kind of like it. And then, like, it's starting to move in for a kiss when there's rustling in the woods.
And then we're startled apart by Bigfoot. And it's not a man in a suit or a lady in a suit.
It's an actual Bigfoot.
And I'm just going to say, as the camera pans out from that almost kiss and the shadowy Bigfoot in the woods over the festival, you can see the mayor being run out of town by the angry mob of
headphone wearing
angry mob wearing Bigfoot t-shirts. And there's like a silent dance party going on.
I think it's that it's quiet. It's completely quiet. And the mob is chasing him with headphones on. And then you hear in the headphones, we're not going to take it.
I love it. That is exactly what's happening. And the mayor is gone. The silent party goes on. And everyone has found love.
And Bigfoot.
And Bigfoot.
That's it. Love and Bigfoot.
Oh, that's a delight.
Agents of Smooch is part of the Incomparable Network. If you are enjoying our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the Smooch Agency, you can become a member of the Incomparable at theincomparable.com/members. Members can choose to support us and any other shows on the network, and you get extra perks like hanging out in the members-only Slack channel and bonus content such as our growing list of incomprehensible Agents of Smooch tipsy commentaries. Thank you for listening. Your next mission will be coming to you soon.